music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Before I forget, right at the beginning of the programme, if anybody's considering watching Taken 2 featuring Liam Neeson, don't do that. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everyone, it's a Tuesday afternoon for me, a very bright and beautiful one. Dare I say it, it feels almost spring-like. Amazing. I'm loving it. So yeah, pre-recording in my little house in North Manchester. Seems you guys are all over the world. I've had a response to my request for far away listeners. I've had lots and lots of emails, which I'll be reading to you in a bit. And it put me in mind of travel generally. I think it's because this week, me and the Mrs. Badger, put up a huge map of the world on our living room wall. It's enormous. I wasn't sure about it at first, but I've fallen in love with it. And my geography is improving by the hour. You know, somewhere's mentioned, and I find it on the map. Brilliant. Do it for your kids. You can buy a map of the world wallpaper. It's incredible. Anyway, so I've been thinking about where I've been in the world, staring at this thing, wondering what percentage of the countries in the world I've visited. I think, is there something like 260 countries on Earth? Is there more than that? Anyway, I've been to roughly 40, I think. But I'm perhaps missing a few. So, yeah, I'm going to pick tunes that I associate with different countries for different reasons. I'm also going to look back at old Song for Guy recommendations that have become part of my favourite music. There's hundreds and thousands of them, but I've grabbed a selection, as I do every now and again. And I know that a lot of the people who recommended them are still listening 6 years down the line, and will be really chuffed that I still love that stuff. So I thought that was a nice thing to do. So I'm going to kick off straight away with a tune by the Beastie Boys, which will forever remind me of a gig that Elbow did in Greece. This guy was organising a benefit concert because his local beach was no longer surfable because of a power station over the estuary. So nobody was surfing at this beach because it was polluted because of the power station, and he organised a protest concert, of which we were the headliner. Our support act was a naked girl painted brown and green, dancing round two blokes in lab coats holding tree branches. I think it was more of a performance art than music. We found it very confusing. Hardly anybody turned up, and we were paid handsomely. And there was a 100-mile-an-hour crosswind, and the pop shield on my microphone, the big foam thing that stops wind rattling the microphone, was bigger than my head in order to have any effect. And we didn't play till very late, and as I say, to very few people. But the following day, we had a day off at the hotel, and it was one of the nicest hotels we've ever stayed in. And they opened the bar tab and said they'd take care of it, which is a fatal error where Elbow and crew are concerned. And I remember sitting around the pool thinking, this is ridiculous. This is exactly what they said it'd be like. It was the most rock and roll experience I think we've had. Free tab and a swimming pool for doing a badly promoted gig. So that will forever be Greece for me, I'm afraid. And this song has a lot of significance to the band and our close mates anyway. Here are the Beastie Boys and Something's Got to Give. The Beastie Boys and Something's Got to Give. One of the countries I've visited most in my life is France. Certainly the first overseas country I ever visited, because since I was 8 or 9 years old, One of my sisters, Karen, has lived in France. She listens to the show every week, and every now and again I like to play her a tune to remind her of home. I love you very much. This is forever going to be my sister, Karen. I don't need to introduce this. Take it away.
Just in time, yeah, it's too late.
Elton John. Amazing. That was Boogie Pilgrim from Blue Moves. If you don't own Blue Moves by Elton John, do not define him by the Lion King and that kind of stuff, you know. He's like, that's got its place, but it's not what he's best at. You need to go and get Blue Moves. It's incredible. Okay, that was representing France in my mind.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Let's go back to, I think this was 2007. This was so long ago, a song for Guy recommendation, that I didn't make a note of who recommended it. So I'm really sorry, because you introduced me to something I love. But this is Sumba Ya Ya by Toumani Diabate and Ali Farka Touré. If you've got that on your headphones, walking anywhere in any weather, It just gives it such a different slant, a different feel. Changing your own soundtrack does, doesn't it, to your day. I don't know what I'd do without the Walkman. I posted it on Twitter the other day. You can go and find me on Twitter if you like. I posted it on Twitter the other day. It's like, what did people do before the Walkman? I didn't particularly like school, as you probably know if you're a regular listener. And as soon as I could shut myself off from it with some music, I have to sit back corner of the bus so nobody was sat behind me, because that spelt trouble. Put your headphones on, pretend you couldn't hear the other kids, and they'd soon leave you alone. And then, yeah, magic. It's like, yeah, you were in, starring in your own movie before the school bell rang all the way to school. I love the Walkman. Anyway, yeah, that was Sambu Ya Ya, brilliant soundtrack music by Toumani Diabaté and Ali Farka Touré. I recommend it. If you miss any of the names of any of the tunes that I play, go to my my webpage and look for, well, just click on there, it'll tell you the tunes that I played. This next one is Brandy Alexander, which is a song by Ron Sexsmith, whose voice I love. But this is a cover by Feist, and again, so long ago, a song for Guy recommendation that I didn't note down the name of the person who recommended it. So do get in touch. Brandy Alexander by Ron Sexsmith, but sung by the amazing Canadian lady Feist.
Though I'd like to be the girl for him and cross the sea and land for him and milky skin, my tongue is sand until the ever distant band begins to play. He's my Brandy Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, he's my Brandy Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, though I know what I love most to live, I'm walking on
Alexander.
beautiful. Brandy Alexander, Feist's version. Guess what country this song reminds me of.
Who does not adore the sound of music in the names of towns? To build a city on such picturesque ground, that takes some sort of flair. We draw a line, the ink is fear. You stay that side, we'll stay here. It's far harder to keep it up than to tear it down. Does it take you back to the kind of world hindsight calls the good old days? Now that there's no room in an Einstein world for simple cause and effect. Dublin, Dublin, home of pretty Colleens. Dublin, Dublin, nurse of such bitter dreams. Behind the soft and peachy skin, where DNA or God begin, where sub-Gaelic rot sets in, with stories from your mother in myths and less exalted forms. The heady cocktail glory is born. You know it's not a bottle storm. So why do you indulge it? Dublin, Dublin, home of pretty Colleens. Dublin, Dublin, of such bitter dreams. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me.
No prizes, no prizes. And while we're in Ireland, I have a sister over there as well. Our Samantha's over there with her fella Liam and my lovely little nephew Jude. Lots of love to you three. And this song forever reminds me of our Sam. I picture her dancing to it, actually.
Yeah.
The Police and Regatta de Blanc. Mark Riley gives me so much hassle and aggro for playing anything related to Sting. Do you know that? Feel free to give him jip over it. You know his email address. Okay, moving on. That was Ireland. That was from his sister Sam, who lives in Yall in Ireland. We had Dublin by Prefab Sprout, which is just one of my favourite songs. I love it so much. And then The Police, Regatta de Blanc, because it reminds me of my sister who lives in Ireland. The Shadowlands by Ryan Adams will forever remind me of a gig we did in Denmark. In fact, to my knowledge, we've only played in Denmark 3 times. And I think this was the first time. It was hilarious. Basically, we found out, middle of a European tour, that Radio 1 wanted us to come back and do a road show. So we worked out we could do it. It was important. We really needed to promote the record. It was the first album. We needed to promote it in the UK. So a bunch of us broke off from the crew, went back to Birmingham, I think it was. If I remember, it was Rock City. And we performed live on Radio 1 along with Star Sailor. And I can't remember the other band. There was another big band on it. I want to say Muse, but I don't think it was them. Anyway, we did this Radio 1 roadshow style thingy. We're already knackered because we'd done a gig the night before and then a load of travel and straight into soundcheck and performance. So when we got off stage, all the band in a foul mood, and it was so quiet that I knew there was going to be an explosion of bad temper when we all got safely in our dressing room where nobody could see us. And we walked into our dressing room ready to explode, and Mark Radcliffe and Mark Riley were sat there in matching fedoras helping themselves to our rider and cracking gags, and we never got round to that argument. And it's not like we stored it up for another time, we just never had it. Then we went straight to Denmark after a few beers with Mark and Mark. We got to Denmark, the crew that had carried on the European tour had set up the equipment as best they could. We got the last bits of gear in place and opened the doors, and 6 people turned up. And 6 people turned up to see us, and we'd been assured there'd be at least 200 people there. And the reason they reckon that only 6 people were there to see us was because Ryan Adams was playing upstairs. And we went and had a peep, and we brought our audience around. And we played a gig to him, but a very lacklustre one, shall we say. And at the end of it, we've got all the equipment packed away, and our good friend Andy, who worked on lights with us for many, many years, the song Alcoholic by Star Sailor came on. You know, don't you know you got your daddy's eyes? Daddy was an alcoholic. And Andy pipes up in the quiet disappointment of the afterglow of a really demoralising gig. That song came on and Andy piped up and he said, "Hey, his dad's not an alcoholic." And I said, "How do you know?" And he said, "I asked his mum last night." And he'd asked James Walsh's mum, "So was your husband an alcoholic?" Perhaps not the most tactful man, Andy, but true of heart. Anyway, here he is, the Robin Bastard, Ryan Adams. I think he played this upstairs while we were having a terrible time beneath him.
With her father on amphetamines, her mother hides the pearls. Reach out into the darkness and find my little girl, because she's angry like a salesman who just couldn't make a sale through the wedding rings in the sewer. and damn them all to hell. Please lead her to the mountains that you fashioned out of sand, while the roaches climb the walls from the hotel where it calls. Most people never find the love. Most people never find the love. Sometimes you just can't be a man. Sometimes you just can't be a man. When you're living in the darkness of the Shadowlands, the Shadowlands, the Shadowlands.
Ryan Adams and the Shadowlands, a beautiful song.
Six.
Music.
My dear subjects, I speak to you today not as a broadcaster, but as a person with a microphone. The black veil of the pre-dawn is my call to arms. The impassioned communiques of the listener, my incentive. I will meet the laborious challenge of raising you from your slumbers. I will free your souls from the enslavement of upbeat morning radio. We will seize this moment, and we will seize it together. Thrust yourselves from your pits and awaken your senses. For I am Sean W. Keaveney, and I also wake up really tired.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, every weekday morning from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
This next song is called Hong Kong. I played it when I went to Hong Kong for the first time. I also met Emmy the Great, and I was going to play one of her tunes, but I've decided to make her my featured artist in 2 weeks' time, so I'm going to save that. I'm instead going to play this beautiful song. It's such a great take on Hong Kong. It's from the Gorillaz record D-Sides, and this is Mr. Alburn at his best, I think.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our Stella was playing on that. Stella Page was one of those violins on that session. I can hear her, you know, she pops up. I had such a good reaction to my friend Mano's band being played the other week on the programme. I know Mano because his music's great. I don't play his music on the radio because I know him. I play it because it's excellent, before anyone shouts nepotism. They're called Meadow. The EPs are the Grow Your Own EP, because it was made pretty much in Mano's house. And the song's called Bus Stop Strangers. The whole theme of the EP is perhaps not being who you thought you were going to be approaching middle age. Mano is just an extraordinary songwriter. And I did this last time I played it to you, but I'm going to do it again. The chorus is, boy me wouldn't know me at all if I kicked my ball over my wall. That's Mano all over, and this is a beautiful song. Once again, it's Meadow from the Grow Your Own EP. Go and find them online at meadow.org, and this is called Bus Stop Strangers.
Bus stop strangers, you know, like brothers. Faces creased from other strangers' covers. Every morning there are many others the same. Familiar face, that's your clock in the library. Look, there's books I can look into, hide me. I think I know you, but I don't remember your name. Ain't no spaceman, ain't no diver, ain't no steam train driver. I heard the boy me wouldn't know me at all. Kick my ball over my wall. Ain't no spaceman, ain't no diver, ain't no steam train driver. I heard the boy me wouldn't know me at all. Kick my ball over my wall. I thought you said that we'd all. Really, they're not like old people, dig it. Where's your science fiction revolution? Ain't no spaceman, ain't no diver, ain't no steam train driver. I heard the boy me wouldn't know me at all. Kick my ball over my wall.
Now another musical postcard from our very own Mary-Anne Hobbs.
Hello, Guy. Thank you so much for the Duke Ellington that you chose for us last week. It absolutely lit up the weekend breakfast show. I thought I'd send you something from the same mid to late 60s period, actually, from Jimi Hendrix. Many, many years ago, I hosted the Radio 1 Rock Show, and every single time Lemmy came in to visit, I would badger him to death about Hendrix, because Lemmy actually did spend some time working as a roadie for Hendrix. And I'll always remember that Lemmy talked about the fact that Jimmy was so shy and unassuming. He really was a perfect gentleman. You might have seen that there's a brand new compilation of Hendrix songs that have never actually seen the light of day before, which is due for release in the springtime. The album's out, I believe, digitally on the 12th of March, and the vinyl drops a little bit later. It's titled People, Hell and Angels, and it's made up of recordings that Jimmy laid down between the years of 68, 69 and 70. And we were lucky enough, actually, to have an exclusive play of a brand new track from the album, and it's something that I really wanted to share with you and all your listeners. This is one of my favourite tunes from the record, and a song I think that demonstrates the extraordinary intimacy that Hendrix really did have with his guitar. Hey Gypsy Boy is the title.
Thanks, Marianne. Wonderful. Marianne Hobbs, another musical postcard. Jimi Hendrix and Hey Gypsy Boy. Amazing to have new Hendrix, eh, in this day and era? Very exciting. So, Peter Elliott is somebody who's recommended a load of the old jazz stuff that I've really grown to love. I'd say it's a big prong of my musical taste that wasn't there before. It's, so you can see a spike in my collection around the time that Peter Elliott started recommending songs. He recommended this one from Louis Jordan. It's called Caledonia, and it's hysterical. ¶¶
feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you. Love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Si desapareció, en mí aparecerá. Creyeron que murió, pero renacerá. Llovió, paró, llovió, y un chico adivinó. Oímos una voz tango, rumor de pañuelo blanco. No eran buenas esas épocas. Thank you.
Epocha from the Gotan Project. And that will forever remind me of the Dominican Republic. That's what we're doing this week on The Finest Hour. Songs related to specific countries that I've visited in my time. If you've got any thoughts, if you've got any memories connected to travel in that way, then get in touch. Let's have a read of some of your faraway emails. I'm Dutch and I'm in Amsterdam. It's 11:30 here from Yokia. She's given me the pronunciation there. Thanks for that. I am listening to you from the East Cape of New Zealand in a small town called Gisborne, where we claim to be the first to see the sun of the new day. Great songs to paint the hallway to. Regards from Steve Brady. Woo. 6:32 here in North Bali. And we've just got up to 3 months. And we've just got up with 3-month-old Marcus. And you're always my breakfast show here on a Monday morning. Love the Lumineers song. You're a good source of new listening. I share with my grown-up son back in the UK. I'm a second-time dad here and the kids love fine music. And I can share I share it and it keeps me young. I think he's typing with one hand there. My 3-month-old Marcus is under the other arm. Great stuff. And when can we hear new Elbow? I have all the others. Marvellous. Cheers, mate, Graham. Thank you to Graham Schofield. Give us a chance, Graham. We're working on it. Brendan Fisher is contentedly via his mobile driving back from his job as a brain injury rehabilitation facility near Lansing, Michigan, USA. He isn't a brain injury rehabilitation facility. He's driving back from his job at a brain injury rehabilitation facility near Lansing, Michigan, in the US. Thank you, Brendan. Who else? Catwoman says she's in Portland, Oregon, 8 hours earlier. 8 hours earlier than me. Wow, time travel. Stephen Wakefield, he says, hi there, just a note to tell you I discovered BBC Six in your show in DC and love it. Nothing like this in the States. Keep up the great work. Cheers, Stephen. Thank you very much. Give my love to the 930 Club. I'm listening from a small island in St. Vincent and the Grenadines via the internet. I've just watched the sunset with a glass of rum. Keep the music coming from Mitch. Let's ponder Mitch with his glass of rum, eh? Everybody, just for a second. You can almost hear the sea. And the insects. Lucky old Mitch. Andrew Kirkup says he's in Auckland, New Zealand. Listens every Monday morning. He loves the show. Thank you very much. He says it makes Mondays a good day in a melon comfortable sort of way. You see what he's done there? A new contender for that word I was looking for. Melon comfortable. Further to your request for listener data, says Michael Deacon, I'm in Houston, Texas, although I'm still British honest. It's still Sunday here, about 7:30 in the evening. Thanks for a wonderful show, and thanks to my friend Hannah, who suggested I start listening. Cheers, Mike. And last but not least, Simon Kappa says, probably not your furthest away listener, but I came all the way from Maxfield to Hiroshima. Hiroshima, and have been here for 25 years now. I listen to you in my office every Monday. Thanks, Simon. There you go. You're all over the place. Everybody feeling part of one big Finest Hour world community? I certainly am. Whenever I've been striding through that community in a work capacity with Pete Turner and our old friend Ray McCarville, we used to do these crazy promotional tours. The busiest one we did was 10 countries and 11 flights in 13 days. And there was roughly 15 to 20 interviews in each country. So it was a pretty wacky schedule. We managed to fit some fun in there along the way, thanks to Ray. He knows how to business and pleasure balance. But for some reason, during that most busy tour that we did, the promotional tour, I had this song in my head all the way through. She's 10 feet tall. I wish I'd written that. White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. I've been to Cuba. It was amazing. It was scary. It isn't this sort of socialist paradise that it's meant to be. It's all the bad things about communism exist there as well. People aren't allowed to move between states. There's lower levels of poverty in Greater Manchester than anywhere in Cuba, but there isn't any way to better your situation, and the situation isn't fantastic. There is a bit of a secret police, or there was when I was over there, there was a bit of a secret police atmosphere whereby all Cuban nationals were told they were being watched, and people were regularly disappeared for speaking out against El Presidente. So, yeah, I went there with my Manic Street Preachers ideals, and I came back actually having been quite scared by the place and disappointed. But what didn't let me down was the people of Cuba, who were just the warmest, friendliest, most lovely people. And I met loads of musicians over there. And of course, Buena Vista Social Club is always going to remind everybody of Cuban music. But what a snapshot of a unique place. People making the best of a really quite a shitty situation. Here is Chan Chan, and this for me is Cuba.
No puedo llegar.
Chan Chan, Buena Vista Social Club, always remind me of Cuba.
Red Nose Day is back, so get ready to raise some cash.
I'm Tanya, and this year I'm getting on a bike for the first time in 25 years.
I'm Lee, and I'm arranging the world's biggest custom pie fight for Comic Relief.
I'm Katie, and this year, me and my colleagues are having a cake-off bake-off.
I'm Sean Keaveney, and I'm offering up my body to charity. Yes, to raise money for Red Nose Day, I've agreed to endure terrible pain and be waxed.
How will you raise money for Red Nose Day? Join the fundraisers and do something funny for money. For your free fundraising kit, search online for Red Nose Day.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Australia will always remind me musically of the Augie March, a fantastic band who kind of have a parallel career down under with us in many ways. They won the equivalent of the Mercury Prize. They're the same age, they're old friends, and there's some very similar sensibilities about their music. I'll have to find out what they're up to now, but I love the band. This is my favourite song of theirs. It's called The Drowning Dream, and it really is special. Listen closely to the lyrics.
Thank you.
was the Augie March and the Drowning Dream. And in my little tour of countries I've visited and memories attached to them, this next one bridges both the themes of this week's Finest Hour. As well as this travelling thing that I'm talking about, I'm also playing back old Song for Guy recommendations that have made it into my favourites folder, if you like. Shaq and Walter Song. This is a beautiful version of a song that appeared in Night of the Hunter with Robert Mitchum. Shaq covered it and did this beautiful thing with it. And in terms of travel, I met one of the Head brothers in a lift in Australia when I was there a couple of years ago. So there you go. Oh, by the way, this was a Song for Guy recommendation from Dave Woods. Eternally grateful, Dave.
In 1978, Yes released Tormato, their final album before the classic lineup split. Although it did well commercially, there were mixed reviews from journalists who, in the wake of a punk tsunami, seemed to have lost their taste for lyrical flights of fancy and self-indulgent musical noodling. Admittedly, this was not Yes at their best, but there were moments of real brilliance, particularly in John Anderson's seraphic vocals and Chris Squire's bass lines. For me, the most remarkable point in the album is a track called Circus of Heaven. It describes in a dream sequence a menagerie of mythical creatures and angelic figures pouring into a small American town to perform in the most bizarre and beautiful circus imaginable. The lyrics paint the scene in exquisite detail as the sparse trickle of bass and percussion becomes a musical flood of guitars, flutes, wide vocal harmonies, and even a pipe organ. And then, just as suddenly as they arrived, they're gone. This song could be a perfect metaphor for the rise and demise of prog rock itself. It's wonderful while it lasts, but the final word is given to Anderson's son Damien, whose response to his father's euphoria is as jarring a reality check as punk was at the end of the 70s. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
That was Yes and Circus of Heaven, as chosen by the wonderful Beckopedia. Before that you heard Shaq with Walter's Song. That's their cover version of The Lullaby from Night of the Hunter with Robert Mitchum, if you recognised it. But yeah, fantastic. We're looking at Old Song for Guy recommendations, and Ray in Leeds recommended Orange Felt by the Trash Can Sinatras. My recording of it's quite quiet, so you guys at the Beeb might have to find a louder one if you can. And if not, everyone at home, turn it up. Trash Can Sinatras and Orange Fell. I love the melodies in that song. It really gets to me. I Am Klute will always be Germany to me. I mean, you can imagine, I've produced several of their records and co-produced them with Craig Potter as well. And my best buddy Pete is in the band, of course. I'm mates with all the lads. I don't often play them on the radio because there's rules at the BBC about playing music that you stand to benefit from financially. It's why I don't play any Elbow records either. That and, you know, the humility thing. Anyway, I am going to play this one because I had nothing to do with it. I didn't produce Gods and Monsters that this tune's from. It's called The Avenue of Hope. And Germany reminds me of Iron Clute because one of the most fun tours that Elbow ever did was when Iron Clute and Elbow joint headlined around Germany in small venues. And we were playing this last gig, I can't remember what town it's in, but it's in like an old military bunker, which was apparently used by the Nazis in the Second World War. So the whole thing's very, very sort of oppressive and concrete. And we decided, as it was the last gig of the tour, that we should do something together to finish. And we decided to... We decided to do Bring Me Sunshine, Morecambe and Wise. We're like, yeah, of course, brilliant. Yeah. And we decided last minute to do it. So we jumped up with Clue, or the other way around. I can't remember whose turn it was to headline that night. And we started singing Bring Me Sunshine, and two things dawned on us. One, nobody knew anything past the second line. And two, nobody in Germany had ever heard the song. And it meant nothing to them, of course. As Morecambe and Wise mean nothing to them as well. So this song will always remind me of that.
Steps falter, the fingers grope, and the days stretch out beneath the sun. No one's born, no one dies, no one loves, so no one cries, and we wait to see just what we will become. Don't let me falter, don't let me ride, don't let the earth in me subside. Let me see just who I will become. Like the clouds in my hometown, you just grow fat and hang around, and your days stretch out beneath the sun. And no one's born, no one dies, no one loves, so no one cries. Way to see just what we will become. Don't let me borrow, don't let me bring, don't let me wallow, don't make me sing. Let me see just who I will become. let me hide. Don't let someone else decide just who or what I will become. Don't make them borrow, don't make them bring, don't let them wallow, don't let them sing. Let them stretch out beneath the sun.
I am Clute and Avenue of Hope from the album Gods and Monsters.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley. Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for my programme.
Hello, Mark, it's Jim here from Django Django. Look, when are we going to catch up for this bike there? I'm trying to get in touch with you for the past 6 months.
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Hello, Mark, Bowie here. Are you there?
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Hey, Mark, remember me? You know, there's more to life than music. There's golf.
Well, that's what you gotta do if you wanna find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
We toured Canada with Goldfrapp, and Lee's Palace was the place we played with them. I fell in love with Toronto. It's a fantastic place. And this song will always remind me of that tour.
Thank you.
Gold Frap and the title track from Felt Mountain. What a beautiful thing that is. It was just eerily gorgeous hearing it in old theatre after old theatre every night of that tour. She's quite a complex person, Alison, putting it in a gentlemanly way, but we enjoyed it because of the music. We enjoyed that tour because of the standard of her music. Iceland is the last stop on my little tour. I've got through about a third of the countries I've visited this week with my anecdotes. Let me know if it was working for you and I'll do some more. Back to normal surface next week. This is my last one. This is Iceland. Björk and Hidden Place, of course, has to be Iceland. Lots and lots and lots of music it could have been, though, because my only visit to Iceland was when I was reunited with my true love after a 7-year break. And now we've been together for 6 years again. It's worked out that. So lots of fond memories of Iceland. This is Björk and Hidden Place.
In the air, can I hide? is wrapped all around me tonight.
Well, I think that's enough for me for this week. Don Letts is up next with Culture Clash Radio. Thanks for your song for guys down the ages, you lot. Thanks a lot for improving my life in that way. And please do keep your recommendations coming in. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And it just remains for me to say to you...
Five, four, three, two, one.
Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
Spent another lonely day thinking of you.
Six Music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape right now. It's Don Letts.
Respect in every aspect of the man they call Guy Garvey. Another excellent show in the bag. Now, could be Sunday night, could be Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 2 hours, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with, amongst others, Small Faces, Dillinger, James Liddell, Alpha 9, Daft Punk, Django Django, Al Campbell and Caitlin Rose, to name just a few. The first hour promises to be a pretty lively affair, followed by a more chilled second. But to start tonight's proceedings, an old favourite from my DJ days at the legendary Roxy Club. This is the Congos, Fisherman.
Fisherman row,
Best collie in Seaport Town.